Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
She wants to know if she's the jerk for not congratulating the couple. She said, hello. I have a good am I the jerk. I would like to be anonymous. You got it. She wrote this in. She emailed us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. That is where you can email us. Oh, and a lot of people slide into our DMs, yeah. And it just takes a long time to find them. But You can send them to the Kiss messages, wherever you
hit
want.
Us personally,
Facebook,
all that.
Instagram, whatever. She said, my husband's brother got married 2 weeks ago and did not tell anyone except for a few close friends and family, and had their mom keep it a secret.
Dang, mom kept a secret too?
All of those people were there. I should also add, there was a dress and a tuxedo, etc. Like, It was a full wedding is what she's trying to say.
Okay.
Now here's where it gets crazy.
But they eloped.
No, they didn't.
Sounds like they eloped.
My husband was not invited.
The brother?
The brother.
Of the groom?
Her husband's brother got married. She said, my husband was not invited.
Uh-oh.
And found out from a friend. And then a week later, we received a postcard in the mail with a few photos from the wedding.
They kept it low.
Now my husband's brother is mad. Mm-hmm. We didn't send any correspondence congratulating or send a card or anything 3 days after we received his postcard.
Oh, they hit him up and
he's
was like,
here
hey,
for the gifts. I
hey,
see.
Hey, did you get our card?
My husband was confused why he was not a part of the day, why his mom didn't tell him, and is annoyed they want acknowledgement when they were so emotionally deaf and inconsiderate to not invite him or even explain why he wasn't invited.
Yeah, there's something missing, bro.
There is something missing.
You know?
Because it's one thing to not invite, but then to call after you sent the and go, where's my congratulations?
Why haven't you said anything?
Is this family toxic? Are they playing games? Or are they just literally insane? Like,
you
emotionally
weren't invited
deaf
for a reason, obviously.
Obviously, but for them to reach out and go, you're not even going to congratulate us, even weirder.
Even weirder. You're
they had
right.
a dress and a tuxedo. They had a wedding.
I felt like they were at the courthouse, right? It sounded like they eloped and just said, all right, mom, you can come because we need a witness.
They didn't tell anyone except a few close friends and family, and the mom kept it a secret. So he's family. Why wouldn't the brother have been there?
They said close friends and family. They're not close family, clearly. Clearly.
Oh my gosh.
Gee, this one's rough.
This is
because
messed up.
I mean, you don't owe anybody anything, but it is your family. If you don't have an estranged relationship, why wouldn't you be invited?
Confused Clarice, I named her.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't understand. I understand why you want to be anonymous. Are they the jerks for not congratulating the couple that they had no clue got married until it arrived in the mail? There's no way my sister is not inviting me to her wedding, and she's going to send me a postcard and then go, where's my congratulations? Girl, come over and I'll show you.
Should you have just turned the other cheek and said, yeah, congratulations, and then expressed how upset you were later?
This is weird.
You want to be, you know, supportive, yeah, but if you weren't there to be supportive of their day, why would you support it after?
And why would they send you pictures and be like, what? Surprise.
I'm so torn, bro, because they clearly wanted to keep it small.
Yeah, but it's your brother, and you invited family. 414-533-1037. You can text or you can call. Oh my goodness, look at all these texts that somebody said, just respond. Why weren't we invited?
Honestly, that could be the response right there in and of itself. Why weren't we there? Wow, you got married? Congrats. Why weren't we there? That's the response.
Wait, somebody said, oh, this is a good point. Hmm. The fact that you're calling him your husband's brother, you're not close at all, and you're toxic. They're saying, why aren't you saying my brother-in-law? Like, why are you saying my... very good realization into this story. You said my husband's brother. You didn't say my brother-in-law.
Y'all ain't cool like
that. You're not family.
That's deep thought. That's deep thought listening. Wow. Y'all not my husband's brother. Y'all ain't cool like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, snap.
Listen to this. Ray in Port Washington said they should send a photo with a thumbs up back, not the jerk.
Thumbs up and one other finger included. Oh, dog.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so are they the jerks for not congratulating the happy couple? She has no idea why they weren't invited to this small wedding that her husband's brother had. Mm-hmm. You're right. It's her brother-in-law. And maybe she put that in. Let me play devil's advocate. Maybe she wrote it out so we would know exactly who the brother-in-law was. Like, because sometimes you say brother-in-law, and I'm like, wait, is that your sister's husband? We get lost on it.
In the translation.
Is that your husband's sibling, or is that one of your siblings' mates?
Fair.
Like, it gets confusing sometimes.
Brother-in-law could husband's be a variety. Brother. That's specific.
We know husband's exactly brother. Who. It's yes. So, they want to know if they're the jerks for not congratulating the happy couple. Weren't invited to the wedding. Got a postcard a few days later, and then a phone call saying, why didn't you congratulate us?
They're the jerk. Hear me out, though.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. Yes,
weird.
They are. You can congratulate and still be upset. You can say, good for you, I'm still annoyed. You can be a bigger person and still be petitious.
You're right, DZ.
You just let it all go and said, no, forget y'all. Mm-hmm. Jerky. Yeah.
You're saying the way they're communicating back in a jerky way.
They're not communicating at all.
They're going as low as these people did.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is so awkward. All right, 414-533-1037. Are they the jerks for not congratulating her brother-in-law who just got married that they were not invited to?
Husband's awkward. Brother.
Husband's brother. My bad.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Are they the jerks for not congratulating the newly wedded couple, who, by the way, is his brother? So, confused Clarice wrote in. She said, we found out after the fact that my husband's brother got married. A few people were invited, including the mom. They all kept it a secret. They had a dress and a tux. It was a full wedding, and we weren't invited. But then we got a postcard in the mail 3 days later, and they're asking us why we didn't congratulate them after they sent pictures from the wedding.
His own brother. But out of all of this, I'm just shocked that mom kept it a secret.
Yeah, there's something else going on here, but that's not what we're looking for. Rich is in Greenfield this morning. We're going to talk to him first. Hi, Rich.
Morning.
Hey, good morning. Buenos dias, y'all.
Buenos dias.
Is confused Clarice the jerk for not congratulating the brother that just got married?
No, absolutely not.
Not the jerk. That was all we needed. No,
come
I'm just kidding.
Come on, bro.
It's not even about turning the other cheek.
I'm not saying don't be mad. I'm just saying congratulations. Would have been nice to be there.
An invitation would have been nice too, DZ.
You wrap that up into the congrats.
Man.
it's one of those things where I'm going to politely give you the same type of energy and care that you gave me.
Ooh,
all right? If you didn't care enough to tell me, I don't care if you invited me, you know, because I probably would have even showed up.
I don't care. But, he said I would have pulled up anyway.
Yeah, had mama told me, I'm pulling up. No, for real. For real.
But if you didn't have the time and energy to at least tell me, I'm not going to have the time and energy to care.
To even congratulate. Right? Dang, that's cutthroat, bro.
If you're going to force
a congratulations from me, first of all, I'm not going to give it to you. But if you're going to cry about it, if you're going to cry about it, I'm going to add a little F in the middle of it.
Yeah. Right? No, asking for more congratulations is weird. I think they want a gift. But again, we don't know that. I think they want a gift. They didn't invite people to the wedding, and now they're going, you didn't even congratulate us. It's like, I wasn't even invited to your wedding. Why would I
congratulate
anyway,
you?
Anyway, Tito.
Why would I give you something for it?
Tito Milwaukee basically is agreeing with your sentiment today, Rich, because he said, if I'm not good enough for an invite, then my congratulations shouldn't be good enough either.
Dang,
not the jerk.
But like I said, it's not even about the invite. I wouldn't even care about the invite in reality. You can at least let me know.
Yeah. You're kidding me. You're not inviting your brother's wedding and you don't care. That's a lie. There's no way.
Let's just say that they aren't super close as siblings.
Okay.
It happens.
Okay.
It happens in a theoretical world.
Fair.
They're not super close. That's why he doesn't know. I hear where Rich is saying, listen, had I even known they're getting married, I'm not invited, I would have still been better off with that. That's something.
Yeah.
Right. You're right. You know, if you at least let me know, I'll be like, okay, you know what? Congratulations. Here's a little gift card.
Yeah.
Don't mess it up.
But that's why you're not the jerk, and that's why he's, okay, we got you.
Right.
Thank you, Rich.
Yeah.
Not the jerk, because they didn't tell him about the wedding.
At
period.
All. Period.
All right. Thank you, Rich.
Right, Rich.
Have a great day.
You guys have a good one. Thank you very much.
You too, man. Peace. Love, dog.
Yeah, people are texting in how ballsy it is to basically not invite them and then to send them a card with pictures and say, you didn't congratulate me? I'm like, that is very brave. Very brave.
Think about the weddings that you're, not invited to that you got friends on social media for that you go, oh, dang, would have been nice to be at the wedding.
Trust me, we're not friends anymore.
Do you not like the picture then of their nuptials because you weren't invited?
If it's somebody I'm related to and I'm not invited, it's on, dude. I'm sorry. Jamie's in Milwaukee. Let's go to her next and see if she agrees with Rich. Hi, Jamie.
Morning.
She
said, DZ's making me mad.
Why? How? I make sense.
Every day. Every day, DZ.
My bad. She said, rah, I'm at your neck, boy.
Well, it's not your fault Jamie's wrong. I mean.
Thank you.
Do that. You can't help it. I got you.
So not the jerk, I assume you're going, for not congratulating the couple.
Yes. 100% not the jerk.
Come on.
Because?
Well, first of all, shame on that mama, because she was quiet about the whole thing. She knew something was wrong. That's
Fair.
Why all of them kept it quiet. They knew. Secondly, they found out about it before you even sent the postcard. So if they wanted to send you a congratulations, they definitely would have.
I forgot they found out from a friend.
Good point, Jamie. Good point.
You went out of your way, and yes, you were trying to look for that congratulations, that present, that opening of conversations to continue being mad or whatever it is. Because there's something definitely that's in between here that we're not hearing about.
Yep.
But that brother definitely sent that postcard just so you didn't answer and they could validate them not inviting you.
Y'all relationship is over. For real.
No.
I knew you'd have my back. Thanks, Jamie. And P.S. I know her. She's my old trainer.
P.S. That's the homie.
Jamie, thanks for calling.
Bye.
I feel like I called
backup,
and I didn't even ask her to call in.
She pulled up, though. No, she made
She's
a
right,
sense.
Though. You found out about the wedding before.
The postcard.
Before they even sent it. So you stayed.
But then why didn't you approach your brother and go, hey, man, the friend that was at the wedding told me y'all got married. Why ain't you tell me? Why'd you wait until they reached out after the postcard? You clearly
weren't
that. It's
not your fault,
bothered by it.
Yes, you were. That was massive. Once you, dude, messed up. Go
petty
to,
on top of petty. Got petitions on top of petitions.
Go to Chris in Greenfield.
Oh, excuse me. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Chris. The
Good
ladies
morning.
Love you, even though you're married.
What up, Chris? What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
What up, what
they
up,
always
doing?
Go, ooh, Chris in Greenfield.
What up,
we love
up,
his voice.
How
ooh.
You doing, how we feeling this morning, bro? What's good?
Hi, Chris. All right, are you going to sweep it with not the jerk for not congratulating the couple? His brother got married, and the wife's like, why weren't we invited?
Man, it's a clean sweep. We sweeping right here.
Wow.
You're tripping,
Let
dude.
Me stop talking.
You should.
All right, look, DZ. Look, let me explain now.
Go ahead.
All right, look, I agree with you. But to kind of, go off of the point of what you said, congratulating now, and then, just considering they sent the card and everything, doing the congratulations now, and then, later addressing it, I feel like going that route kind of leaves you to be the one to kind of, play victim to them, like, roll. Like, okay, everything seemed fine, and then now you're addressing the situation. Why'd you say congratulations, but then all of a sudden, now it's an issue?
I hear you, because you're definitely not getting a present from
I feel like the couple's being petty by not inviting, and then I feel like the couple is being petty by going, did you get our thing? What, you didn't even congratulate us? Like, they're just playing games.
That was my next point.
They're rubbing it in almost.
That's exactly my next point. It was already disrespectful to not invite your brother. That was my other point. You said, they're Facebook friends that we see, we don't get invited to their wedding.
That's fine. That's a
little different than, you know, family, immediate family, your brother, your brother-in-law, whatever.
True.
Like I said, it's disrespectful to not initially invite me, but then to send me a postcard to remind me what I was not invited to, what I was not a part of.
You're on point. 100%.
It's a slap in the face to the fact that you didn't get an invitation, but they clearly knew your address to begin with.
Yeah. No, you're so on point with that they were playing games the whole time. And Gina in New Berlin texted something interesting where she's like, well, it's kind of like a birthday. You still congratulate people or you still say happy birthday when you're not invited. Mm-hmm. However, it is not the same because it's your brother's wedding and it's not birthdays every year.
Every year.
This is supposed to be, now it's usually two or three for most people. Once in a lifetime.
Arguably a once in a lifetime experience.
Maybe two or three, if you know, depending on who you are. But
if you like the party. Get out of here. Get out. I said I was done talking, bro.
You're funny,
I'm
DZ.
On this side of the fence alone saying jerk, bro.
Chris, yeah, you're alone. Wow. Okay, not the jerk. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. Have a good one.
You too, my love. Peace.
People are texting in things like, we need more deets. Clearly, there's family drama. Clearly.
I know. Swear.
You don't not invite your brother to your wedding unless there's a problem. Let's be real.
And there's something that, you know, confused Clarissa or whatever. She's
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Not expressing
Clarice.
She's not expressing in that. She's not expressing. She didn't say some of the drama, I guarantee you.
Casey in Milwaukee said, you know who the favorite son is.
Amen.
Enough said about that. Not the jerk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.